You are here, and I'm your host, Brian Beatty. It's September, which means it's the September edition of the podcast, which means our theme is all work and no play. Sharing Minnesota's finest wordsmiths with you in monthly installments, it has to be the best gig I've ever had, job-wise, work-wise. The worst job I ever had, probably answering the telephone on a suicide prevention hotline and finding out what I guess you would call the hard way that I am not good at telling people no. We have two pieces from our featured writer this month, Jeffrey Skemp. This first piece is called The Freezer and features music by J.G. Everest.
As you know all too well, on board and located on the very bottom of the Iris Marie is a cavernous freezer. The belly of the boat, where the fish is sent and stored after it's caught, sorted, gutted, weighed, frozen, and then boxed. For the most part, the freezer is your own private submarine, filling all the odd-angled nooks and crannies with as many boxes of frozen fish as is humanly possible is your specialty. And you do it with patience and stern grace, spending each 16-hour shift, 7 days a week, carefully stacking every box that's pushed down that stainless steel slide. By unseen hands, one after another, all the way down to the freezer's icy floor. All the while, the ceiling and the walls hiss with Freon as the boat sways and rocks. Be careful down there. Most who have gone before you have fallen under a strange, irreversible spell. In other words, they've gone perfectly nuts. Anyway, here's the symptoms. First, you stop talking altogether. And then a few days later, you begin to have nightmares, which inevitably cause you to scream out the same name over and over in your sleep. Perhaps of someone you love, now dead. Perhaps of someone who broke your heart. But always of someone who you suddenly know all too well you will never see again. 2 days later, your condition rapidly progresses. Your nightmares trail into your waking hours, and while at work, you begin to hallucinate. You see all types of beautiful marine life. Wistfully, they swim like ghosts through the thick, icy iron walls of the freezer, their translucent gills and tentacles fluttering weightlessly through the frosted air. Distracted, you trip and swear at the rubbery belts of kelp wrapped tightly around your ankles that no one else can see. Then, the final symptom. 24 hours a day, clenched between your teeth, is a large, sharp, shiny knife. In case of sharks.
I tried to get a job driving one of those Brinks money trucks, and the interview was going great until the interviewer, a very kind but conniving woman, got to that question that interviewers very often do. She asked me where I saw myself in 5 years. And like some kind of idiot. I told her the truth. I said on the sandy beaches of a remote island paradise. Here's Jeffrey Skemp with a piece called Training. It features music by Matt Monsoor.
The train is soon, approaching steadily above the river and only blocks away. The old bridge rattles like heaven, the wind is brisk. The dedicated mail carrier, on foot and lost in his thoughts, arrives at the depot. His wife is leaving him for his brother. His wife, her hair laced with silver, her steely gray eyes, his beautiful wife. Once he was a soldier, his back straight as he dragged himself and cursed himself command by command. He still feels it in the weary gait of his walk and sees it in the downcast gaze of his wife's stern eyes. Like most, psychiatrists have their heroes. He knows none of them. Weary or not, he will walk, and this pulls the smoke from his thoughts, faded or fresh, and gives him joy. Like just yesterday, on his way home, he heard this song on the radio about a man who always wears the same damn blue raincoat, and no one understands why. Pausing in mid-stride, he hands some envelopes to the woman at the front desk. In return, she hands him a cup of fresh coffee and smiles, a hint of the rattling of bridges in her voice. The day is crossed, some tremor through it. He thanks her to turn and watch the only man with a ticket. He's old, and his hand trembles with anger as he checks and rechecks his watch before he disappears inside the waiting train. A witness to the possibility of flight, the mail carrier's bag is suddenly light. He never killed a man. He never had the appetite of a grunt or the eyes of a pilot. As usual, his mind is a bird, rolling in the dust. His thoughts shaking the ground open, the train departs with a deafening hiss.
Jeffrey Skemp is a poet, photographer, and performer residing in Minneapolis. Thanks for listening to the September edition of You Are Here. It's not as cool of a job as producing the podcast, but you should know that I do appreciate your hard work, too. Everything you could ever want to know about the podcast is available at mnartist.org and on our Facebook page. You Are Here is a monthly literary podcast production of mnartist.org. mnartist.org is a joint project of the Walker Art Center and the McKnight Foundation. The mission of mnartist.org is to improve the lives of Minnesota artists and provide access to and engagement with Minnesota's arts culture.